Okay, today's daf is Erevin Daf Nun, Yerushalmi, 50th daf here, and we are on Mem Tes Amud Beis in Perek Chalon, and we're talking about when are two Rishuyos considered one Rishus, that they have to make one Erev, or two Rishuyos, or do they have a choice somewhere in the middle, and we discussed one has windows in between, when do the windows have a certain minimum size for tfachim within 10 tfachim of the ground. What if it's not 10 tfachim of the ground? Could you make raise the floor? What are your memite? All the different permutations that we had yesterday. We also discussed at the end of the shiur, the ladder issues. If somebody puts a ladder underneath the window in order to raise the floor, so then one has to have, as we saw, one has to be kovea the ladder there. It has to be kavua, and it might depend what type of ladder, tsuri and mitzri. And the ladder's rungs have to be within three tfachim of each other, so that lavud applies, and therefore it's considered that the whole ladder is one, is something solid, as we've discussed that halacha Moshe B'Sinai in the past. It's as if it's filled in, and one of the rungs has to be pretty wide and deep, as we saw at the end of this year. So that is, and then if one has a stone that's shaped like a ladder, that is midurag, so then that is also, okay, so we are now up to a couple lines up from the bottom, seven or eight lines up from the bottom. I think Maria should ask a question about a mechitza before we get back to the topics that we've been talking about. Rabbi Yaakov, Daromia, boy. Rabbi Yaakov from the Darom, again in the Darom can mean Yerushalayim, that whole area, because the center of Torah existence during the Yerushalmi was, you know, up north by Tveria. So Rabbi Yaakov, Daromia, boy. Hey, dofan shel shiva tfachim umashahu. If somebody has, and this is going to harken us back to some of the first or second prakim ideas. Somebody has, I have a dofan, I have a board of seven plus tfachim. We know the height of, we've been talking about the height of 10 tfachim, the windows, that's why this is here. So 10 tfachim is a dofan. So if I have a board that's seven plus tfachim wide, v'yigbiyo menaras pachas b'shlosha mutter, and I put it within three tfachim of the ground, then that's a good wall, because there's lavud on the bottom, right? I have less than three tfachim from the ground to the bottom of the wall, and the wall is seven and a mashahu tfachim, so the top of the wall is 10 tfachim, top of the board is 10 tfachim high, so therefore I have a wall of 10 tfachim. So that's agreed upon. And I see over there, as we've said, that lavud means less than three tfachim of airspace, can be viewed as closed in. We have that by Hilchos Shabbos. We have that by Hilchos Sukkah. We have that by Hilchos Erev. So here, less than three tefachim is sasim. Viko atamar. And also here, what we've said at the end of shir yesterday, kolapachas mi shlosha. Switch that girsa kisasim. Also regarding the ladder. As long as the rungs are less than three tefachim between the rungs, that also is kisasim. So you can enclose. So in Adbai Mekashia, if you have a question, hachin kashi, this is the question that that you asked. The first two cases are simple, are straightforward. Everybody agrees. But this is a question that Rav Yaakov from the Darom says, I'm not sure about. Hey, V'dofan, I don't know why you would do this, but this is just theoretically, you know, what the issue is. Hey, V'dofan, shell, again, the if you look on the Girsa of the Karbata Eda, how V'dofan, shell, shiva tfachim. Right? They explained it the same way. The question is exactly what the Girsa is. Shiva tfachim, umashahu vigbiyo min ha'aretz pachas bishlosha. That's the gears that the Gemara Eda says. Our gears is shalar ba tvachim v'kal shahu. If you have one with a space of four, what does that mean? We'll see. Vigbiyo min ha'aretz shlosha tvachim chaser kal shahu. What's the case? You have a wall of seven plus tvachim. You have a board of seven plus tvachim. But you made a gap. Maybe there's a hole. You didn't make it happen. There was a gap. There's a gap of three tvachim in the board. So you have this board. One side of it has four tfachim, and one side of it has just a mashahu of a lip. So you have a board that on one side is four, and then you have a lip on the other side, and in between you have this, you know, area of gap of three tfachim. So does and then you hang that within like the mashahu border is within three tfachim of the ground. So altogether, the top of the board that you have is up to 10. But you have space on the bottom that's just under 3. Then you have the border. It's going up from the ground. You have space just under 3 tfachim. Then you have the border. And then you have 3 tfachim. And then you have 4 tfachim of a wall. So is that all good? Is that called a mechitza? What's the problem here? Because you might say, as we had a principle earlier in the Masechta, that you might say, asi mehaigisa mevatlo. If you have space on both sides of something very small, so then maybe you would say it doesn't work. Right? Maybe you would say that you can't say lovud in that case. But maybe you could say omei meruba laparitz. So what's the rule there? So does that work? So yeba kai demar Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe it's similar to what Rabbi Yochanan said. We've had this Rabbi Yochanan numerous times already in the Masechta. Rabbi Yochanan had the case, if you remember, if you have a pit, and next to the pit you have the dirt that surrounds, and the dirt is high up. Can you use, and the surface area of the top of the dirt, can you use that to be a reshus using the surface area of the pit and using the surface area of the dirt on the other side? That was the whole discussion, if you remember Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, yeah, you could put be mitzarif all of it, even though you have some space in the middle. Ha'omed v'ha'chalal mitzarfin la'arba. The omed, the standing dirt, and the chalal, and the airspace, the surface area that you're going to use to be mashlim that area from the pit, mitzarfin la'arba, it could all be mitzarif to four tfachim. V'ushi ha'omed v'rabba la'chalal. As long as the tops of the dirt is wider and bigger than the area that you're going to use from the pit. So how is that parallel? So look at the carbonate on the bottom. Af agavda omid mitzad echad hu rachav kechalal. Umitzad hasheni hu mashu. Even though, let's say one side of the pit, you have a big area on top and you just have a drop. You have to use the other side of the pit with a drop a little bit. It's okay. You can be mitzari for all of them. Similar to our case where you have this big space in the middle of the wood and you have omade on one side, you have the fourth fachim, and then you have a big gap. So you can be misarifit. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan is used to answer that question of Rabbi Yaakov Daroma. Okay, that really has to do with earlier sugyas, not our sugya now. Now we get back to issues of our sugya where you have walls between two areas and try to be mitzarif them. Says the Mishnah, Kosel Shebein Shnei Chatzeros. You have a wall between 2 yards. Gavo asar v'rachav arba, 10 tfachim wide to high and 4 tfachim wide. So the halacha there is marvin shnayim and marvin echad. That is a serious separation between the two chatzeros. You have this 10 tefach wall high and 4 tfachim wide. So they have to make 2 erevs. They have to make 2 erevs. They can't make 1 erev. They have to make 2 erevs. Marvin shnayim v'ein marvin echad. The Meiri points out here that, but the Gemara is going to say this in a minute. The Gemara is going to say that really the wall didn't have to be 4 tefachim wide, right? 10 tefachim wide is enough to separate the chaseros. Did not have to be 4 tefachim wide. It says 4 tefachim wide to contrast it and compare it to the next din in the Mishnah, but that's lav dafka. But the Meiri points out here that the next Mishnah that we're going to see, the next Mishnah on Amud Beis, where it talks about a parallel case of not a wall but of a ditch between two chaseros, charitz shebein shtei chaseros, there the rachav arba might be literal. Right, the depths, because you need to have a reshus in between. And there's a difference between a wall in between the yards and a ditch between the two the yards. A wall between the yards, that's a separation. Walls between the yards. A ditch, if it's not 4 tefachim wide, I can kind of ignore it and jump over it and, you know, make it all considered one. So the Miri just points out that these two Mishnayas, the Gemara says here that the width of the wall being 4 tefachim is lav dafka, but the charitz might be more literal. That's the Meiri right here in on this Mishnah. I think it says Ayin Vav Amibes. The Ava Pisha Becharitz Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. Amru Sheim Arvin Shnayim El Abam Akasav Rachav Arba. Even though by the Charitz we say it has to be literally 4 tefachim wide, Bizu by the wall, Kol Shein Bo Rachav Dalid. I'm sorry, by the ditch, Bizu Kol Shein Bo Rachav Dalid. Rayu Lefasei Alav. You can just jump over it. Ve'ein Tashmish Nifka Mitzad Acharitz. Right, the usage of connecting these two chatzeros is not ruined if you have a ditch 10 tefachim deep, if it's not 4 tefachim wide. Aval kosel kolshu gavoa asara, but a wall if it's 10 tefachim high, bein rachav bein she'eno rachav chotzeitz. That would be a separation. Shari mitzad gavho nifka hatashvish, because of its height, it ruins the easy usage. Easy usage. Again, 10 tefachim is not so high, but if you try to jump over a 10 tefachim little wall, it's not so, got to be a little bit in shape. So in this Mishnah, it says only because of the next line. And he says, and the Meiri says, and it also says that Beferish in the Talmud Ma'ariv, which is the Gemara that we're going to see Beis Hashem on today's daf in a couple of lines. So that's the Meiri's comment here, just to contrast this Mishnah with the next Mishnah. So says the Mishnah says, if you have a wall between 2 yards, 10 tefachim high, then that separates the yards. And they got to make 2 eirs. Got to make 2 eruvei chatzeros. Hayu barosho peiros. What if there's fruit on top of the wall? And are they allowed to use that fruit? There's fruit on top of the wall. Again, 10 tefachim, not so high. So are they allowed to use that? So elo olam mikan v'ochlin. Ve'elo olam mikan v'ochlin. They could each eat from that fruit. Uvavachalei yiridu lamatan. They can't break it down. Right on top of the wall, this is why it says 4 tefachim wide. Because of this line. Because this makes it a reshus bifnei atzmo. Right? 10 tefachim wide and 4 tefachim, 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide. And therefore, they could eat the fruit there as long as they eat it there. Right? They don't bring it down. As long as they eat it there. That's a reshus bifnei atzmo. Pasha is a reshus yachid because you say good, asik mechitzta, and it's separated. And therefore, they could eat, that's why it says in the first case that it's 4 tefachim wide because of this halacha, they could eat the fruit there. As long as they don't bring it down. They don't bring it down where? That's machlokas on the mefarshim. They don't bring it down where? If you look in the Pnei Moshe, as long as they don't bring it down into their houses. We're talking about a wall between 2 yards. And the Mishnah says later on that all yards and roofs and tops of walls, they're all like one reshus. So there shouldn't be a problem with taking it from the top of the wall into the yard. So the Pnei Moshe says, yeah, this means you shouldn't take it into your house. That's what it means. Lo yaridu lamatan. See right across from where we are? Hainu lahoridu lahavi lahabatim. Da kosel azek gagu. Because this kosel, this top of the wall is like a roof. Vigagim ubatim shtei reshuyosim. Roofs and houses are considered 2 reshuyos. Aval lahorid lachatzer shari. The gagas v'chazir is reshuzachasi. But roofs and yards are 1 reshus. So therefore, when the Mishnah says here, you can't break it down, it means you can't break it down into the house. If you look in the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he says, maybe the Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says later on that no, you don't say every gog and every chutzner is the same. Every gog might be the same, and every chutzner might be the same, and every semi-public reshus. So it could mean that you can't even take it down into the chutzner. And that's what it just says. Bring it lamatan, it sounds like that. It sounds like taking it into the chutzner. Okay, that is case number one of the Mishnah. Again, you have the big wall, it separates. Nifrat Sakosel, what if the wall got a break in it? Part of the wall fell down. Pirtsa. So I'd answer Amos Marvinechad, Meju Kapesach. Up until ten Amos wide break, then you could spi ma'arev 1 or 2. Because that's called a Pesach. It's like a doorway. And therefore they're connected, but they could be separated. Yoser mikam, but if it's a pirtza that's more than 10 amos wide, then marvin echav and marvin shayim. That's not a pesach, that's a pirtza. And therefore, that makes it into 1 chatzer, and they have to do it all together. They have to do it all together in that case, because it's too wide of a opening to be called a pesach, it will be called a pirtza. Period. Says the Gemara, kozo b'she chatzeros. So, as we said, lamali rachav arba, filu eino rachav arba, in the first line of the Mishnah, to have a wall that separates 2 chatzeros, 10 tefachim high, doesn't have to be 4 tefachim wide. Right? What do you need that for? The answer is, you're right. Begin masnisa hada debasra. It's because of the next line of the Mishnah. Elo olam ikan va'ochlin. Ve'elo olam ikan va'ochlin. If they could each go eat that fruit on top, that's why it says 4 tefachim wide. Says the Gemara now, okay, so if it wasn't 4 tefachim wide, what would be the halacha? Again, you have a wall 4 tefachim, you have a wall 10 tefachim between 2 chatzeros. That creates the separation. If it's 4 tefachim wide, it's its own reshus, and therefore you can eat the fruit on top, as long as you leave it there on top. And if it wasn't 4 tefachim wide, what would be the halacha of the fruit on top? Ask the Gemara now. V'lo ha'yirachav arba, if it wasn't 4, machlokes. Rabbi Ba b'shem Rav, also lakan. Rav, Rabbi Ba, the name of Rav says, they both would be usher to take from that fruit. Why? Because it's not 4 tefachim wide, it's not a reshus b'fnei atzmo. So it basically is secondary and subservient to both chatzeros. Why would you put it connected one more than the other? It's a wall between 2 chatzeros. And because it's connected, therefore, to both, that's why it's a semi-public area that's connected to both. Therefore, you don't have an Erev, so then you can't use it. Right? See the carbon Eidah. Also, lakan lakan. Kivan de lo chashav lemevi reshusa. Since it's not chashav enough to be its own reshus, batel lakabi chavayu. It's batel to both of them. For reshus shtei chatzeros sholtos bo. The reshus of both yards so to speak, have authority and control of this. So you can't touch anything, because that Rosh Hashanah is connected to both of the Chatzeros. The Chatzeros didn't make an error between each other, so therefore, it's Usser. Usser Lakan Lakan. That's Rabbi Ba B'Shem Rav. Again, if the wall would not be four tzvachim wide, what would be the halacha of the fruit on top? First opinion, can't move them. Rabbi Zira B'Shem Rav. Mutter Lakan Lakan, the opposite? No, it would be Mutter Y. Malkam Tur. Ten tzvachim high, not four tzvachim wide, that's the Malkam Tur. And therefore, you would be able to move the fruit around. Says the Gemara, Mechlava Shitasi, the Rabbi Ba. There's a problem with Rabbi Ba. The Rabbi Ba was the first one. Rabbi Ba said, if you have this wall between the two chatzeros, it's usser, because the wall is connected to both sides, usser lakan lakan. That's a question. How does he fit with the following? Tamanam Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Huda B'Shem Shmuel, because we had Rabbi Ba, who quoted elsewhere, Zarkav Anachal Roshe Machitzos Chayiv. What happens if I am in the street? I throw something from the street onto a wall that surrounds a Rishus HaYachid. There's a wall that surrounds a private area. I threw something from the street, and it landed on top of that wall. Says Rabbi Ba, Isur Daraisa. Because it's as if you threw from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. The Rishus HaYachid. That's Rishus HaYachid. The wall surrounding the Rishus HaYachid is the Rishus HaYachid. That's the Stiro, the Rabbi Ba. Why is it that when you have a wall in between 2 yards, we say that's related to both of them? Rishus Lakan Lakan. It's not Dafka Rishus HaYachid to one side, it's Lakan Lakan. And here, when you have a wall surrounding Rishus HaYachid, then we say, oh, it's automatically Rishus HaYachid. Right? So which is it? So that's the seer. Tamanam Rabbi Bar Rav Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel. Zarka Vanacha Rashi Mechitzos Chayiv. There you would consider the Mechitzos of Rishus HaYachid, V'Kamar Hachid. And here he says, is really connected to both sides. Answers the Gemara. There's a difference between one wall between 2 yards, and there you don't know which side, there's no halachic reason to put it with one side on the other side, versus a wall that goes around the whole Rosh Hashanah. There you can say it's part of the Rosh Hashanah. Tamon, over there, Atros, Akulo, Malay, Offer, it's Roros. By the latter case, if you have a wall that surrounds Rosh Hashanah, then it's next to Rosh Hashanah. It's an extension of Rosh Hashanah. That's where Rabbi Ba says it's called Rosh Hashanah. And if you throw from the street onto there, it would be chayef. But here you have one wall between 2 yards. Why should you relate it to one side more than the other side? And therefore, I wouldn't, that's the chilek in the Rebbe Ba. Teda lecha, and I'll prove it to you, there's a parallel. I'll give you another case where there is something that is connected to a Rosh Hashanah that we don't automatically say it's part of the Rosh Hashanah. Right, just because you have this wall that's between the 2 yards, we don't say, oh, it's automatically to one. No, look at the following type of parallel. The Maravacha Bir of Chanina B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Zizaduk Salam Shein Gavo Anasar, V'Rachman Arba. If you have a protrusion, you have a shelf, you have a ledge that's sticking out from a house into the street. You have a ledge that's sticking out. So what's the halacha of that ledge that's sticking out into the street from a Rosh Hashanah? So the Shein Gavo Anasara, the Rachban Arba, Mutter Lakan, Mutter Lakan, right? It's Mutter, meaning it's called a Malkam Patur. You can put stuff on there from Rosh Hashanah. You can put stuff on there from Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Ovash Lo Yachlif, we had that earlier, as long as you don't try, shouldn't go through the Malkam Patur. Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Malkam Patur, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and vice versa. But what do you see from there? You have these ledges that are coming out of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but they're not called Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So what do you see? Because you have to look at every case and see what makes sense. Right? This is not called Rosh Hashanah Yachid because it's stuck in the middle of the street and the street goes under it. So too, if you have a wall that's in between 2 yards, you're not going to automatically say it's from one of the walls. If you have an area that's surrounded by four walls, then you can say that's an extension of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But here, so the Gemara is paralleling a wall between 2 yards. You don't automatically say it belongs to one side. And these ledges and these shelves that stick out, these protrusions, also, you don't say it's called a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Says the Gemara, can you compare those two cases? We're going to switch the gears, though, because Rabbi Yochanan was just talking. So, Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan, boy, Michlav Hashem, Zir Rabbi Ba. I still have a problem. Taman Amar Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Yishmol, Zarka Menach Al Rosh HaMachitzos Chayev, like we just said before, if you throw something from the street onto the area of the walls that surround the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's going to be Chayev. That's called Rosh Hashanah Yachid. V'hacha u'amar hachin. And here we say it's a Makam Tur. Why should he say that? Just like you have the four walls around Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you say it's ki'ilu, it's filled up with dirt. It's as if basically you consider on top of those walls of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Why don't you say the protrusions that are sticking out? Why aren't those also called Rosh Hashanah Yachid? The Gemara says they're not. Why not? Right? What's the difference? The Gemara says there's a big difference. Shamanu mechitzas Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Shamanu mechitzas Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Fine, if you have walls around the rishos yachid, you can say those are extensions of the private rishos. But here you have protrusions that are going into the street. That's rishos yachid totally. No, that's in the street. What's the problem? If you look at some of the mafarshim, the pnei meir says that the bnei rishos yachid can't use this easily. Right, they're sticking out into the street. Or you might say the bnei rishos arabim are like going under these protrusions. This is automatically rishos yachid. Either way, these are not exactly the same thing as a wall that's around the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And therefore, the Gemara says, you got to look at every case and figure out exactly what can be considered an extension and what cannot be considered an extension. So again, just to summarize the three cases that we had. The case that we had, we have walls that surround, you have a private area, and you have a fence. You have a fence, a wall around the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So that could be extension. That's part of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the top of those walls. But other cases, you have a wall between 2 yards. Why should you put that wall, the top of that wall, into 1 yard more than the other yard? So you say they both have connections to it, and therefore it's a problem. You can't use what's on top. Or if you have protrusions from Rosh Hashanah Yachid, shelves coming out that go into the street, that's not the same thing. It's not the same thing as a regular wall that surrounds the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Okay. Rabbi Bob, Rav Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel, Kosel, back to issues of, are these 1 yard, is this not 2 yards? You have a wall between 2 yards, but you put ladders on both sides, right? Ladder on one side, ladder on the other side. So could you say now, like, those ladders kind of connect the 2 yards, so therefore you can make one big Erev? Or do you say, no, there's still a wall here? So the Gemara says, if you have ladders on both sides, the ladders do not connect the two. They still have to make two Erevs. But that's only if, Rabbi Yossi bar Bun, Mikiman Shelo Kivnu, Lo nasu kipsachim. Add in the word lo. Rabbi Yosef Rabun says why? It's only if you didn't put the two ladders exactly lined up with each other. If you put one ladder on one side, one ladder on the other side, with three tvachim in the middle on top. So they're separated. Meaning, if you did put two ladders next to each other, going up, going down, that would be okay. That would combine the yards. That would combine the yards. Good. Tani, once we're talking about ladders, and a ladder kind of like you go up diagonally, so the Gemara has a couple of lines about the ramp of the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. Me'inyin le'inyin, right? Tani, kol kovshei kvashim, ola ama v'konisama. All the ramps in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mefarshim wondered about, what's all the ramps? How many ramps were there? We know there was one main ramp going up to the Mizbeach, and then there were little offshoot ramps from that ramp that the Kohanim used to use sometimes. To go off in the middle, you know, it went off. So those were a couple of ramps. Were there other ramps in the Beis HaMikdash somewhere? So, not sure. But that's where the ramps, right? The Pnei Moshe says, "Kol kvashim shayim b'mikdash, v'hein amalo shayusham bein agdom bein agdanim." Okay, so all the ramps, ola ama, or it might be referring to steps. Might be referring to the steps, even though the mizbeach didn't have steps. But again, it's talking about the slope. Kol kvashim ola ama v'koni shalosh. The slope was going up one. It went up one ama, and it went across three. Right, ola ama v'kodesama, up one, across three. That was the depth and the height of the ramp. Chutz b'kivusha shel mizbeach, except for the main ramp of the mizbeach, we're going to go with the carbon edus girsa. Just look to the side here. Chutz b'kivusha shel mizbeach, shehu kimislakid vav tfachim, because that is going up six tfachim, which is one ama, which is the same that we said. Mitoch gimel umechza v'etzba v'shlish etzba. Right, it goes up six, right, in one amma up, goes up one, but when it goes across, 3.5 and 1 1/3 finger breaths. So that's, if you do the math, that's how it comes out. Basically, it's a softer slope going up the main mizbeach. That was used more. You don't want to have it so steep. So it was a softer. Shah mizbeach, eser amos, because the Mizbeach was, as we know, 10 amos high. The Kibusho, Shloshe Vishtayim, and the ramp went across. If you measure the floor, it's 32 amos across. So that was the measurement of the of the Mizbeach, and therefore the Gemara describes how steep the slope was. So we know the halacha is that you're not allowed to have steps going up the Mizbeach, right? The Pasuk tells us that we get, then the Pasha is Yisro, right? You have to have a ramp because, Asher lo sigol ervas chalav, right? You don't want the lo sal b'malos ha-mizbechi, Asher lo sigol ervas chalav. Right, Rashi quotes there, if you remember, Asher lo sigol ervas chalav. What do you mean? We don't want the, if a Kohen has to lift up his foot and go on a step. So it's kind of like revealing the nakedness of the Kohen to the ground. And therefore, if you have the ramp, you can take smaller steps. And Rashi quotes, are we really worried that these steps are going to be a little embarrassed, that the Kohen's foot goes a little bit up, says Rashi. First of all, they're wearing boxers. They're wearing like these shorts, kind of the mikrasayim. So even if if it was on steps, mikal makom harchavas hapsios karov legilui ervahu v'yatanoig bahem minag bizayin v'advarim kal v'chomer uma avanim halalu she'im bahem das lahakbid al bizyonan amra Torah ho yesh bahem tzorech lo tinag bahem shem bizayin minag bizayin chavercha shehu b'dmus yotzrach umakbid al bizyon alachas kama v'kama. So if you're worried about the stones of the Mizbeach, obviously you should be worried about the feelings of your friend. I remember we always quote this in the context of the Chafetz Chaim, about the guy who was more makpid about his challahs than he was about his wife. And he come home and he started screaming at his wife that the challahs weren't covered. So and the Chafetz Chaim was teaching him that, these are all about teaching us midos. It's not just about the challahs or the stones. That's Kovish Kavashim. Actually, just one, we could talk about the ramp for a long time, but just one Hara, the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, he talks about, we know all the Vasuli Mikdash, that mitzvah, includes all the Kalim. Right? We don't say it's a separate mitzvah to build a menorah and build a shulchan. It's all included in Vasuli Mikdash. And the Rambam says, there are seven Kalim that are included in the building of the Mikdash. Seven Kalim. And then the Rambam lists off. Mizbeach, La'ola, Ulashara Karbanos. That's one. The Kevesh Olabola Mizbeach. Is that two or is that one? Right? Is the Kevesh considered a separate? You have to say one of these is separate, as we'll see in a second, because there are eight on the list here, or nine, and one of them has to be counted together. So what are the Kalim? Mizbeach, Kevesh, Kiyar, Kano. The Kiyar and the base of the Kiyar. Right? And then you have Mizbeach Liktores, Menorah, Shulchan. So the three in the Heichal, right? Mizbeach, HaKtores, Menorah, and the Shulchan. And then you have the outer Mizbeach, and then you have the Kiyor, right? And then Shlashta, and then, there's one that seems to be, Pashtus, maybe the Kevesh is a separate Kli. What's not here? The Aron. The Aron is not here. The Aron is discussed separately. The Rambam might say, because the Aron wasn't made. It wasn't made by any, you'll never have to make it again. The Rambam describes what every Kli looked like, but the Aron, there's only one Aron, right? It was put away. And also the Aron might be a different type of Kli. Every other Kli, a Kli means usage. You're going to use the Kli for something. You can use some type of avoda. The Aron is the only quote unquote Kli that wasn't used for anything. On Yom Kippur, they were Zorik the Dam towards it, right? If there was no Aron, you did the avoda anyway, like in Bayesheni. So the Aron is a different type of Kli. The Ramban says there's a separate mitzvah to make the Aron. Separate from all the other Kalim. There's a mitzvah to make the Aron. Okay, there's a lot by the Kevesh, but we'll have to leave it for now. Continue. Next. Asa, take out that resh. Asa, mistaval, pnei kolakosel. What if you make a platform? Remember, you have this wall between two chatzeros, but you want to be able to make them considered one big happy chatzer. So you're gonna put a platform, raise the floor on one side or on both sides. V'yesh baruch ha-barba tvachim. If it's wide, four tvachim, then ma'arvin shtayim ve'eh ma'arvin echad. That doesn't help because the platforms are more, let's say you raise a platform. If you put a platform more than three tvachim off the ground, then it's not considered as if the ground is raised, right? If it's solid, like the stone that you had, that we discussed yesterday, fine. But here, if you just raise a platform, that's not good enough. Arba amos, ma'arvin echad ve'eh ma'arvin shtayim. But if it's four tvachim, four amos, wide, so then it would be so big that it would be considered its own area, and then you'd be able to say as if the floor was raised. Period. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that, remember, that if you have a pirtza in the wall up until 10 amos, that's called a door, and therefore you could be ma'ariv one or two. But if you have a pirtza more than 10 amos, that's the shear. Pirtza is 10 amos. Then you have to be ma'ariv echad and not ma'ariv shtayim. Hada da'atam b'gdola. When do you say the shearim? By a big wall. Av a biktana beruba. But if it's a small wall, then you don't need 10 amos pirtza to ruin it, right? You could even have even less, even just the majority of the wall. Ezu yigdola v'ezu yigtana. What's a big wall? What's a small wall? Kol sher ruba yoser me'eser be'eser. If it's 20 or more amos wide, so then that would be called big, and the shear would be, for a pirtza, 10. Hapachos be'eser beruba. But if the wall is less than 20 amos wide, then if you have even less than a 10 amos pirtza, because if a majority is broken open, then that's enough to ruin it, and you have to be ma'ariv one. Hadat amar be'emsa, and all these shirim, by the way, are in the middle of the wall where you have sides. Avomenatza lo bada. But if you're missing the side of a wall to the corner, then even less, because people don't have doorways on the edge, on the side, and therefore possibly even less would ruin and make you make one error. If it doesn't have a source of Pesach around it. If it has a source of Pesach around it, the Tosfos says in Ervin Davav, that would then it's not called menatzad, right? We sometimes have doors at the edge of the wall, but if you don't have the tzuras haPesach, then it wouldn't be. The hey dino tzad, the hey dino bamsa. What is called on the side? What's called in the middle? Neymar im yesham omed arba hainu emsa. If you have four tzvachim on the side before your pirtza, that's already called emsa vim lav hainu tzad. If not, it would be called tzad. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the charetz. There's a lot more to talk about relating to the kalim of the base of Mikdash, but we'll have to leave that for another time, not because there's a Yerushalmi on Kachim, but at some point we'll have to get back to it. Yeah.